You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Do you guys hate Art Basel as much as I do?
Yeah,
you have to, right?
Yeah, it's terrible. Enough of this Basel.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Is it over yet?
It's supposed to be. Yesterday
it's
was the last.
Ending here. Oh, yeah, it's dribbling out this today.
And it's just like it's reached the point where all they want is just like the most outrageous thing. Like, art, there it is. $100,000 for this sleeve.
I saw someone in a convertible driving down Biscayne Boulevard with like a humongous elephant in their backseat.
Yeah.
This year it was the ATM that revealed the bank balance of whoever put their card in it.
I saw
and
that.
Diplo like had it top at like $2.8 million in his account or something like that.
Like, cool. What are we doing? Sick. How is this art? Dan, your brother's an artist. How is this art?
Art Basel? I don't get to decide. You don't get to decide
what art is.
Like, every year, I don't know what they did this year, but every year there's somebody who puts a banana peel smudge on a wall and somebody buys it for $20,000.
My four-year-old did that this weekend.
We decided, by the way, our show is calling it Fart Basel.
Hmm. It stinks, right? The whole event. No, but seriously, you guys are bothered by the traffic, the number of people in town who are faux artists.
I'm bothered by the ostentatious plastic materialism of it. As someone who's not an artist, I don't give a shit about art. But
it's all very Miami. Art Basel every year. Us as a
but
place.
But it's not.
Us as a place of art and culture is funny.
Well, I think it's not, right? It's not very Miami. It is and it is. I know what you're talking about when you say it's very Miami. But it's also not because 99% of these people are just people from like New York who want to get away from 40 degree days.
Yes,
isn't that what makes it Miami?
It's the weather in December. It's beautiful here. Nobody gets this as their winter. And so people have expense accounts come down, inflate prices on art, and everyone has like a debaucherous weekend of way too many people here.
My Uber ride, which is usually about like $25 from the airport to my hotel, was $70. $70. I was like, what?
Traffic everywhere.
And they got you.
I mean, like, it's just, I wonder, what do you think is less about the thing? Do you think people coming to Art Basel less about art than people coming to Super Bowl week or about football?
But what was Kanye doing locally here? Was he not selling? When I ask you, is this of the spiritual center of emptiness? Of all Kardashian royalty.
A lot of sense.
No, everything that's happening here where he's running his, who knows what, I mean, I don't know if mental illness, not on meds, like Kanye's not some revolutionary genius. He's swastikas, like, I don't know what he's doing, talking about Hitler on the Alex Jones show. Like,
you know how bad it's got to be for Alex Jones to be the one trying to walk you back? Hey, bro, like, relax. Like, oh man, it's at some
I'm
point.
I'm looking out for you here.
At some point, I know.
Oh wow!
Everything is limited. Just let it live like it was, Dan.
Please,
that was it. It was fun.
Please,
that's it.
Please, just all I'm saying.
It's all I got, man.
please cultivate Alex Jones. When Alex Jones, when you've arrived at the pop culture.
Are you sure that plane at the Pentagon, man? Come on.
Ground zero.
That's good, man.
Ground zero of Kanye in a gimp outfit on Alex Jones's show. Alex Jones trying to say it's unfair to you. It's unfair to you that people associate you with Hitler. Man, be careful.
Did you just
here.
Do a word combo as
he
Alex
did.
Jones?
He yeah. did.
Did you just call he a gimp outfit a gout fit in your Alex Jones voice?
I did.
Which, by the way, Alex Jones probably has a gout fit.
But so he's wearing whatever it is. He's wearing. He's I mean, that's not art at in near had to be here somewhere, right? Alex Jones is coming out of the shadows after calling. I mean, I can't even laugh about this stuff. Sandy Hook, a conspiracy, and somehow I didn't even know he was still broadcasting. I would think the shame would make him just disappear.
Why wouldn't he keep broadcasting?
I would just think that the whole thing, you know, the losing the trillions of dollars into, I just would think that someone would behave with a degree of shame and decency.
Shame ain't gonna pay these bills.
Dan, are you the most naive person on the planet Earth? I'm sorry. I'm only half listening to this because I'm trying to find the clip from Mystery Crate where Witty said that a fan followed him into the bathroom at Magic City Casino and yelled, "Witty's taking a shit so that we can play it on the main show." But Dan,
were you?
You have to be the
shitting
most naive
him.
Person on
yeah.
earth.
Shitty.
I'm just saying, thank you, Stu Gatz.
You're welcome.
I'm just saying that
it's a gift.
It's that Alex Jones would be talking to Kanye West and that Kanye West would be so off the deep end that he's wearing whatever it is that he's wearing. As Mike Ryan says, CP3 catches just a stray for all time, where out of nowhere Saturday, everyone's talking about after Hitler comments, like after Alex Jones tried to reel him in on it's so unfair how people say, you know, say you're pro Hitler. He's like, nah, Hitler was great. And you're like, what
am
I?
I'm gonna walk that back, my man.
What am I listening to? What is this? What is this?
Yeah. What it is me. Like it's the complete end of giving a shit about this person. It's over. Like
oh,
just,
now?
Like just what? Can we just never yeah. ever again?
If you mention him, it's
ever
a fine.
Again.
A
yes.
fine system.
There
I'm
should be a
that.
Fine system. My mute Twitter filter needs to get stronger because this person somehow exists in my life. It's over. Who gives a flying fuck about anything this person has to say? Wow. It's
I've
over.
Never heard him say the F word before.
Which one, Alex Jones or Kanye?
Both.
Okay, good.
Who gives a shit? They're irrelevant people.
But that can't be so if they're feeding off each other at the end of times. What, on
Dan,
on...
Alex Jones' show is the only place where Kanye can get an interview right now. And honestly, I don't even know if Alex Jones would have him back again. Even his producer would be like, should we have him on again? I mean, that shit was crazy.
Was Kanye in the center of Art Basel? It means getting $70 Ubers because he's selling stuff out of his car because he's torched his brand at Adidas because he's being run out of the Skechers lobby as he's trying to sell his stuff. Is
All
that
right, so that's $5 for Dan. I'm charting these.
Oh, there you go. Attaboy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Chris Paul. Those memes were incredible. Like, I feel bad for him to have to deal with that, but also, what a 24 hours of hilarity.
It was a funny time.
And the best ones were, the funniest thing to me was, the best ones had nothing to do with Chris Paul and everything to do with LeBron. Those were the best ones by far, whether it was LeBron. LeBron.
I told him don't go to that party.
I told him not to go to the party. Right, or the one where he's sitting with Savannah and he says, "No, I mean, actually, he's really Mello's friend."
He's really Mello's friend.
Not really.
How have we arrived where LeBron is now? That story ends up with LeBron as being the know-it-all now, who's so old that he could have told you that it's one of the funniest things going right now, or whatever trends go mm-hmm. toward making fun of LeBron for being all-knowing soothsayer of, I could have told you all of that was going to happen.
This is his crying Jordan moment, right? Michael Jordan, the greatest to ever do it, had a moment of momentary weakness, and we took that and made fun of him and made fun of people with it for years. And now,
still.
And still do. And now this is LeBron's finally got his He's had other memeable moments, but this is the one that I think is going to stick throughout the test of time. Like, things are going to happen 3 years from now, right? Or 2 years from now, the next presidential election, and it's going to be LeBron sitting there saying, well, I kind of knew that so-and-so was going to be the president. I told him, I said, yo, you should probably run, right? Like, that's going to be his thing.
I famously said that any pub is good pub.
Yes.
This was not good for Chris Paul. I'm going to go out and say it. Mm. Not good pub. I just saw him trending, clicked on it. Not good.
I don't know. I don't think it's bad for him.
What do you mean?
How is it good? Explain.
I mean, look, let me put it this way. First of all, no one believes it, right? Like, this is the first time ever someone's been accused of infidelity in professional sports, and we're all like, don't believe it, right? And it's not because Chris Paul, we all think he's this amazing person. Like, it might be. I don't know. It's because the person levying the accusation is a complete lunatic.
A loon.
Right? A loon, exactly. So, let me put it this way. Chris, you're happily married. If you were going to be accused of infidelity by anybody in the world, wouldn't you want it to be that lunatic?
That's a great point.
Honey, he's crazy.
Like, oh, my God. Point. Imagine if it was someone like even...
the source. I mean, yeah, come on.
Him or Alex Jones, honestly.
It's an easy one to get out of. You're right.
I'm saying, like think about someone with 1% more...
You can't listen to him. He's great. Well, you're actually right about that.
I'm not even certain you need to have that discussion with your significant other.
She knows. She's like, she knows. Come on, man.
Do you think somewhere in like Mesa, Arizona, Dalio is like just fist pumping because that's really who Kanye intended this all to be about?
No one's talking enough about Dalio. The picture above Chris Paul. What was that picture taken from, by the way?
Right. The part that I want to hyperanalyze the most is, what is this weird yearbook Kanye took a photo? You couldn't Google Chris Paul. He went to a yearbook, which makes me think there's an outside chance it's Dalio. And that Chris Paul, by happenstance,
can we find Dalio? Can someone help us find Dalio to see if his life has been altered by this? Because we all assumed...
That's one of the toughest breaks ever for Chris Paul. He was just pictured next to Dalio.
You think Dalio's married? Does he have to explain to his wife? Like, no, come on, baby. You can't believe this guy.
Get Dalio. Somebody get me Dalio. I want to be the guy. I want to be the show that gets Dalio, whose life has probably been altered by this, because some people think that... He's been accused, his family life has been thrown into great upheaval because at the center of Kanye and Alex Jones' absurdity, Chris Paul was accused of
There wasn't even enough detail.
The Kardashian marriage.
Well, we have no idea.
Having an affair with a Kardashian.
He just tweeted, I caught him with Kim once. We don't even know if Kanye was with Kim. We don't know when this happened. It was just on the way out, he decided to throw a grenade.
But before being banned by Twitter.
Right. And he also posted a photo of Elon Musk on the boat.
I'm just going to say it. That's why he got banned. It had nothing to do with anything he said and had everything to do with, put up a picture of me looking dumpy. Absolutely, 100%.
No.
100%.
No, this is all high school.
Of course it's high school. It was like, comedy is back. And then someone put their name as Elon Musk and tweeted some funny stuff. And he's like, you're banned. Right? Like, it's exactly, it's the guy who thinks, now that I have money and power, I'm going to be the leader of the bullies, not understanding fundamentally how the internet works, which is anybody can get bullied. We just got done talking about Michael Jordan, the greatest to ever do anything ever, is the symbol for crying. I mean, if that guy can get bullied, everybody's fair game. And that's Elon Musk doesn't understand. You spend all that money and you buy this thing and it's still going to turn on you. It has no allegiances.
You think Chris Paul comes downstairs like whistling, hoping his wife wasn't on social media? She's like, how's it going, honey? Good morning.
How do you play that?
Oh, man.
Or do you just like have to just be like, all right, there was some shit.
I think you tackle it head on.
Yeah, you've been on Twitter this morning. There's some shit going around.
Because, Kanye's at it again. So, somehow it's me. It's centered around me.
He said a bunch of names.
Pay any attention to it. It's just Kanye.
You don't, you get this conversation probably about an hour later. So silence and then, I just think it's funny that, fill in the rest. So you have to be forward. You have to attack this head on.
Yep.
You can't, because here's the thing. Even if,
you guys
she
are
hasn't
so
seen
brave in the hypotheticals.
What?
You guys as are far so, as, you guys are professional
it's not
actors
hypotheticals,
now.
Dan.
You guys are now professional actors. You're at the center of scandal where someone mm-hmm. you love is being hit from every angle. Oh, you're the person Twitter's dragging today. Mm-hmm. Your marriage, your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you have. I mean, the ultimate consider the source. You do. Yeah. I mean, if you're Chris Paul, you just attack it head on. I mean, that's what you do.
But you're saying boldly, confidently lie. You're saying
head lie.
You're saying do it easily and well. You're saying.
Wait, lie how?
Right.
Well, where's the lie? You're going and you're saying, hey, baby, look, you're saying, oh, you say he did it? Oh, Dan, did you just accuse him of doing it?
Nah, not me. I'm like, how'd you sleep, honey? Good. Breakfast? What are you in the mood for?
Chris, I'm telling you.
You're avoiding it?
You're digging.
No, and then when she brings it up, I'll be like, what? I wasn't on Twitter today. What? He said what?
Oh, honey, please. Like, don't pay attention to that.
You'd be aggressively making breakfast is what you're saying. Like you're
over easy or scramble, honey? Two pieces of toast?
But wait. Whistling down the staircase? Do you usually do that? Or this is a one-time thing because you're trying to appear extra good?
Right. Are you trying to keep it normal? Explain yourself. What is happening?
Well, I normally cook breakfast. I don't know about him. You're right. To your point, if he never cooks breakfast, this could raise a red flag.
If they saw your body language, they would see a man who was just flipping eggs on a skillet.
Finger guns to nobody. It's like, what? Why are you so happy this morning?
But Ann, she's never seen you cook before.
Yeah.
What did Chris do?
Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. Wherever you're starting, there's thousands of classes to get you moving. Whether that's beginners or advanced rides, feel-good live DJ rides, or artist-themed rides, they've got something for you. Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. They'll show you the basics, help take the guesswork out of your workout, and encourage you to build from there. And now with Peloton Entertainment, you can keep moving and watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. And if you don't have a bike, take a dance class, take a core class, take Pilates, take a stretching class, start a program with Andy, do a core program with Emma. You can do it all at Peloton. You can get a Peloton row, and you're not even going to get wet because it's inside your own house without water. How'd they do it? I don't know. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike rentals. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
Jess, you can't talk about double-digit national titles when every single call of you winning the national title sounds like this. Oh, there's Chubby Checker running down the sideline. If the audio... Yeah,
that's no, not true.
Yeah, and there's a World War II veteran pitching it to another white guy, and he avoids another white guy. Oh, my God, Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, have done it again for the eighth time, only paying white people.
Stugats.
Chubby Checker.
I'm sorry.
He's black.
He's black, and I was like, what's a white name? Chubby Checker. I picked a black. I'm sorry, man. I'm improvising here.
It's
a pretty cool riff.
Chubby Checker running down the side.
He spells it differently. All right. His name is Chubby. Maybe you didn't hear me correctly. His name is Chubby Checkers. There's an S at the end.
I feel like that should be the largest of fines.
Yeah, Chubby. And it's Chubby Checker. It sounds like a college football name.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugats.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I have really grown to admire over the years the way that Stugatz who really is survival of the fittest in this industry, stakes out positions that are only victories for him at every turn.
What happened?
He is great at it. He did it with U.S. soccer. He believed in them the most, and he ratcheted the stakes up to the U.S. needs to win it all, or I'll go right back to soccer's dead.
Yeah.
It's all 0-0 draws. I am the biggest proponent there is of patriotism in the United States and believing in soccer. And you were quoted, I think, in the Daily Mail as Brian Wiener. Exhorting, wow. Yes, Brian Wiener was,
that's my middle name,
was quoted as
Brian.
A badgering a U.S. soccer star into asking questions about Pulisic's penis. Brian Wiener. And Stugatz has done this with the Dolphins also. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And if they fall short of that, he can laugh at them as a Jets fan, because his Jets, and we're all surprised by this, his Jets matter in these games because their young players are very good. And Sauce Gardner's not afraid of Justin Jefferson.
Their defense is very good, good enough to keep them in just about any game. I cost them one yesterday. I apologize to them. I take accountability. But the Jets are a playoff team right now. They are a play. If the season ended today, the Jets would be in the playoffs, and I told you, I'm not going to let anything get in the way of my feel-good this year. I was not expecting this has been great.
The truth of it is, we have not realized, though, have we not, that the Jets would be at the top of the division if they just played Mike White all season.
Probably.
And he would have thrown a couple of interceptions a game.
Yeah.
And it would have been fine. They would have been in that one at the end. I was surprised at the end that the Jets did not win that game at Minnesota.
I was shocked. Dan, they had two opportunities to win that game. Not one, but two opportunities to win that game. And you're right. I was shocked. He threw for 370-something yards.
The Jets threw 50 times, and you had confidence in your quarterback to throw to young, good, talented receivers.
Yeah, when I look back at the season, I'm going to say to myself, like, yeah, that Patriot game really hurt, right? And that game against the Vikings, which they had a very good chance to win against 1 o'clock Kirk Cousins, I'm going to say those games really hurt in this regard, Dan. If they win those two games, they have a great shot at winning this division. They lost those games. So if they get in, they'll go in as a wild card. But yeah, those two games hurt. They absolutely hurt. But I can't believe the Jets are good.
But this is,
I mean, they're good everywhere, but not the quarterback position.
But this is why you are exasperating, because even where you have victories all over the place, in places where there's losing,
yeah,
whether it's the Jets or the United States at soccer.
Yes.
Here comes Stugatz right all weekend when college football collapses, and he says, see, I told you Alabama was going to get back in, and we all want Alabama in, because don't put any of these frauds, TCU or any of these people, in here. Alabama would be better in a top four because we know they have a bunch of pros all over the place, and playing college football games doesn't matter at all.
If you asked the public what they wanted, they would have told you. You had a chance there. And I have to commend the committee, because they resisted the opportunity to give us Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, and Ohio State. They went with TCU. That's not my problem. Keeping TCU there is fine. But I thought this committee was supposed to think differently. We're doing this the same way we were doing it with the AP poll and the coaches poll growing up. If you have one loss, we slot you ahead of the team with two losses. I am sorry. Ohio State does not deserve to be in this playoff. I know it's sexy. I know it's attractive. Dan, they beat a Notre Dame team that lost to Marshall at home, okay? Seemed like a good victory then. Not a great victory with hindsight. They had one opportunity at home to play a great team. They got blown out. And you're putting them in the playoffs? I thought the committee was supposed to get together and say, hey, you know what? Now this two-loss team deserves to be in over this one-loss team.
But
here's why.
This is why Stugatz wins. And it's all a stupid game. It's so dumb because Stugatz will win at the end of college football. Apocalypse is upon us. Let's buy the players. Let's have the payment from boosters. somehow who aren't affiliated with the television money. And it's just, let's crowdsource how we play this semi-professional football. At the end of the season, you know who's going to be in the game? Who Stu Gatz thinks should be in the game. Just, I think Alabama is good. And you can't, in your right mind, make an argument on behalf of Alabama over Tennessee, Stu Gatz, can you? If Tennessee's got two losses as well and beat Alabama.
It was on the road, tough environment.
Tennessee has lost by three. Blowout loss to South Carolina.
It's just once. But this is where we are with college football. Alabama gets to play in the game because we know they're one of the best. That's it.
They're out.
Ohio State is the number four seed.
Do you think that Alabama would be favored over three of these four teams?
I do, actually. I made that point last week. But Nick Saban made that point on every network where he campaigned to have Alabama make the playoff.
He called into the Fox halftime show.
If Alabama wanted to make the playoff, you got to win your games. They had 12 chances to make the playoff, and they passed 10, and they failed at 2. So they don't make it. That's how it works, unfortunately.
I know, but that's the way it's always worked. And I thought we were putting together a committee that would think differently.
I don't understand. They did. They didn't put Alabama in. They'd always put Alabama in.
No, they put the one-loss teams in, the undefeated and one-loss teams.
But Stu Gatz, isn't that the most Stu Gatz way of doing the problem? Who won more? Who lost more?
Yes,
put
that's
the team
my,
that won more
I,
in.
I hold them to a higher standard. Yes, that's the way I would do it, and that's the problem.
Dude, this is what I was hoping this conversation was going to lead to, was the idea that if Stu Gatz were on the committee, he'd be sitting in that chair, shitting
loss.
On his own.
One loss.
Who was Alabama's best win?
One loss.
Season?
Oh, that's such a good question.
I mean, probably Mississippi.
Not Mississippi. Do you actually know who their only good win is this season, off the top of your head?
I would say Mississippi.
It's Texas, and they beat Texas at Texas with Texas backup quarterback. By a point and by a play,
they barely beat Texas.
You know how TCU did against Texas? They beat them.
Okay.
And they only lost one game in overtime to Kansas State in the Big 12 championship. Do you know who didn't make their championship game because they lost their division?
Who?
Alabama.
Okay, so I'm not upset about TCU. I'm applauding them for putting TCU in the playoff. It's Ohio State. You can make an argument.
Who is Ohio State's best?
Ohio State was trailing to Northwestern in the second half. Trailing to Northwestern.
Who is Ohio
State?
They
have one win. Not in the United States. They're number one in Ireland, and that's it. Okay, Northwestern.
They beat Northwestern. You're picking a really random, weird game 21-7 to get upset about.
They got blown out by Michigan at home.
I don't want to defend Ohio State. Stop making me defend Ohio State. But Ohio
State
has two top
25. You're mad about the thing I said about Notre
25.
Dame, right? That's what it is.
And I'm not mad about that. Ohio State, look, you're picking the edgy argument here, which is Bama instead of Bama over TCU, Bama over Ohio State. I get it. Ohio State has a better resume than Alabama. Just period. They do. They lost to Michigan, who's the 2 seed, in the last weekend of the regular season, but they have a better resume. They beat Penn State. They beat Notre Dame. They didn't lose any of their other games. Alabama lost to LSU, who got blown out by Georgia in the SEC championship game, and Tennessee, who got blown out by South Carolina the second to last week of the season. Alabama's out. Ohio State's in.
But I would think, Jessica, that the easy thing that's happening here is just people are saying Alabama's great because Alabama's always been great, and it means more to be able to win any of your games in the SEC, even if we can't remember any of the important ones. You did it in the SEC. It's better than Michigan and Ohio State. We all know this.
They didn't do it in the SEC. They lost to 2 SEC teams. They didn't do it in the SEC.
But they did beat Arkansas. They beat Mississippi. Mississippi State.
Yeah, but you're not going with ranked teams. The best
Ohio State beat Maryland.
There isn't a win.
Maryland's not Mississippi State or Mississippi.
There isn't a better win for Alabama than on the road at Penn State. There isn't.
I mean, on the road at Mississippi is not...
No.
Mississippi's
not even ranked.
They lost to Mississippi State.
But at the time, they were ranked 11th, Mike.
I don't care about at that time.
Well, at the time,
what was Penn State
then, week one?
I think Stu Gatz is doing what a lot of people are doing.
Not watching college football.
And just saying the SEC is better.
That's what I'm doing.
The SEC is always better because Mike Leach is there.
Which might not be wrong. Like, it might not be wrong that Alabama has better players and is a better team than Ohio State. Which
play to win the game.
Right, but like, but we could have said that before the season. We could say that after. We could say that during. Then there's an idea. Point in the sport.
Here's an idea, Stugatz. We should rank the blue blood teams coming into the season with the best talent and the coaches that have won national championships. Texas A&M should be in the playoff.
Yeah. Mm. This is Stugatz is
Yaggies.
You guys are not realizing what I'm saying when I say Stugatz wins. Stugatz pays just enough attention to college football the last 5 years that his only analysis is always, did you beat Alabama? And if you did not beat Alabama, man, then you did not beat anyone who was good. Because Alabama is the best, and they ruled the SEC. And then the SEC got a little bit more relevant with the famous coaches beneath Saban. And so you think Mike Leach has a good football team and Mississippi State Manor when they're not as good as Penn State and these other teams.
Like a world where Georgia can win a national championship without doing it against Alabama. I don't want to live in that world. I like the world without Alabama.
Then get rid of divisions
in
the SEC. If that's the world that you want.
But you guys are doing this thing with Penn State, who was 13th at the time, but you say that you don't care what they were ranked at the time.
But they're ranked even higher now.
What are they now?
They're ranked 21 now.
Okay, thank you.
Top 25.
Bingo.
Texas.
They're going over.
I got lucky there. Winner!
This is fascinating to watch you two actually try to use logic and kind of consistency.
I'm sorry. You wait. Penn State is 11. Notre Dame is 21. That's what I got confused on.
That's a fine.
They beat number 11 Penn State, and they beat number 21 Notre Dame.
I said Penn State made a Rose Bowl. It'd be weird for them to make the Rose Bowl at that ranking.
Guys, remember in the Avengers,
the granddaddy of them all.
Star-Lord pulls out a gun and he tries to shoot Thanos, and Thanos turns it into bubbles. That's what you guys are doing right now. You're trying to pull out guns against Thanos, and he's snapping his fingers.
He's just quickly Googling everything because he hadn't formulated this argument.
He's caught an L. Mike?
He's the same guy that argued you can't expand the college football playoff because a regular season means something, and now he wants to render the regular season meaningless because Alabama didn't do its job,
Mike,
in the regular season.
You and Jessica are making arguments on behalf of some antiquated system of how measurements were fair. These are made for television semi-pro football games.
I'm sorry. If winning and losing is antiquated, then fine. But that's the measurement that I'm doing.
Before we argue more about Alabama and all of this, like, this was a very easy Final Four selection to make for the playoff committee. There's really not a lot to argue about this year. In past years, there hasn't really been that much to argue about either. It usually works itself out, and there's one dominant team in college football. This year it's Georgia, and then three pretty good teams, and then maybe a handful of teams that could beat the pretty good teams but didn't do enough in the regular season to make it into the playoff. And that's what we have with Alabama this year, and that's all it is. There's really not that much to argue over.
No, but this, you're being totally logical, and what you're trying to argue, and this is why Amin is saying, why do you keep doing this, as he turns it to bubbles? Because he's looking at you and he's saying, do you understand that the reason that Alabama needs to be in the Final Four, and I can make an outrageous claim that they should, is simply because I want to watch them on television.
That's fine. I don't necessarily know if everyone agrees with you.
Most people do.
I think a lot of college football fans are excited to see TCU in the playoff. I think that's going to be fun. I mean, they're a 9-point dog, but I think it's going to be fun to see a new team in the playoff that hasn't made it before.
Chris just made a face like he just had sour milk.
I will admit, just the idea of, as a casual college football fan, TCU doesn't do much for me, but that I'm a casual college football
fan. But they played great football. If you're actually a college football fan, you watch the games all season, they played in some amazing games this season Big 12. They had some crazy comebacks. Yes.
And Kansas State is great. The team that beat them was really good.
They have a first-round wide receiver on their team. They have a quarterback that has played his guts out all season,
and
Max Duggan, that hasn't gotten enough credit.
And they lost by half a yard.
They actually scored a touchdown in overtime at Death Valley. TCU, I think, they more than deserved a chance to play against Michigan in the playoff. They're going to get it.
Do you realize that Stugatz is all he's doing is saying TCU is what it's always been, which is never good enough to play against these teams, and Alabama is what it's always been, and has just lost two games this year. This
was not the best Alabama team of the last decade. They had a lot of mistakes. They got in a lot of penalty trouble.
This was the worst.
Yeah, I know, they were. It's probably one of Saban's worst teams, and they lost two games, which Alabama never loses to regular season games, so they don't get to go to the playoff. If they wanted to go to the playoff, beat LSU or Tennessee, and you're in. It's pretty simple.
You were with me a week ago. What happened to you?
I know, because I was scared that USC was going to make it. I wanted Alabama to make it over USC.
Well, but this is what I wanted to ask.
Laying the groundwork for
because
that.
I thought about this stupidity over
USC
the weekend.
So I was so happy when they lost on Friday night. They got blown out. I was laughing. I woke up Saturday morning with a big smile on my face. I was like, "Why am I so happy? What, did I get a promotion at work or something?" Oh no, USC lost. It's so great.
It's great because Mario Cristobal gets undone by Utah. Nobody's given the millions to Utah's coach.
And Uncle Kyle.
And Utah is 10 wins every season, and they're for some reason in the game of big time college football. And USC, which went out and tilted the scales to guts during the pandemic. Like, this is sneaky, man. If we're just going to make college football, hey, I could steal that team's coach and quarterback, put them on the West Coast, and just make a new team out of it, to have them undressed by Utah, undressed where their athletes undressed, where you're allowing 40 points and you can't do anything. The mercenary semi-pro league was just undone by Utah doing it the old-fashioned, good old college football way.
I mean, I think, Caleb Williams was hurt in the second half, but I think it shows, like, this USC team was kind of built on Caleb Williams being able to just get it done mostly by himself. Like, they have some really good
Pretty
wide
much.
Receivers, obviously,
yeah.
Jordan Addison being one of them, but
their
defense has been selling out to force turnovers all season, and, like, they could not make a tackle on Friday night. Like, it was hard to watch. I mean, maybe not for me. I was actually really enjoying watching it. But, it was very easy for me to watch. But
this is why Stugatz wins, Jessica, because everything that happened in the sport.
Because you're always there to say he's winning when he is not making a winning argument.
How
about you stop saying he's winning? He's not.
I'm
so confused. Look at his eyes when he's Googling. He's lost.
I'm looking at anything. I'm just sitting here looking at Twitter.
I'm looking at you and Jess, and it's like watching
Spotify
someone trying
because
to.
Because I keep having Dan tell me he's winning.
I'm looking at you. It looks
he's
like,
not winning.
It's like you guys are trying to tackle Barry Sanders. He's
Dan's
not
like
there.
The he judge, sounds like a fool. He's a buffoon.
How do I sound like a fool?
He's a buffoon. And there's just somebody behind him going, he's winning. He's
Mike,
winning.
But this is what you're doing.
What are we talking
Zero
about?
Wins. Zero
what
wins.
What are we doing?
One win.
Yeah,
two
it's not
wins.
Thanos. It's not Bubbles. It's just a fool and some other person saying he's winning.
Well, what are you so upset about?
This is insanity.
What are you upset
Stop.
About?
I blame Dan.
You want
Stop
Alabama
saying he's
in,
winning.
Huh? I mean,
he's not winning. He doesn't remember what he said.
What did I say?
He thinks Ole Miss is ranked.
They
you guys
were.
Are a damn fool.
11 at the time,
just
Michael.
Stop telling me he's winning.
Yeah.
To no one in the audience is he winning. Only you.
Mike.
You are the problem.
Would Bama
stop
be favored over
you
Georgia?
Stop talking.
Would Bama be favored over Georgia? Answer the question.
I saw you chewing on your tongue.
No,
the second Jess started talking.
Yeah, they probably would.
You were
would.
Done.
Slight
you were done
favorite.
And dusted. When she asked you what their best win was, you were scanning your brain. You had no answers.
I said Mississippi.
You were in trouble the second Jess turned on her mic.
Franklin's the best win on your resume?
That's all you're going to do.
James
now you're going to play the hits.
Franklin
now you're gonna
at
play the
Penn
hits.
State?
Now you're going to play the hits.
13th in the
You're
going to
make
country.
Mississippi State a prestige
they
program.
They were trailing the Northwestern in the second half.
Ole Miss was
no
the only
one has
four
ever
in the
You've watched two games all year. You watched Nebraska and Northwestern in Ireland. And you watched Tennessee
time.
At Alabama.
That was a great
and you
one.
Based your entire college football logic on those two games.
Winner.
Northwestern went 0-11 after that game. They did not win a single football game.
And Ohio State was dangerously close to losing to that
oh
football
God,
team.
Oh, my God. Shut up. There were like 50-mile-an-hour wins.
He's seen three games.
Michigan.
I was there
it
for
was
the game.
Blustery.
I know.
Chef's kiss, you guys.
Amin, you right now are watching a master class. He is awed right now that Stugatz.
This is standing ovation quality from Stugatz.
Thank
this
you.
Is just,
thank you.
He
thank
literally
you.
Unzipped.
No, great.
He,
look what he's done to you.
He unzipped thin air.
It's
opened
bad.
It up.
He's
went through the space time continuum.
Your
came out on the other end.
Right. Your face is bright red. I'm sitting here with a smile. I mean, this is great.
You know what?
I
know what? Stugatz, f you. You're right.
Oh my God.
No,
oh
my God.
Oh my God!
F- you! Oh, and just f- you and f- you!
No.
you for enabling that. No, to bother you.
Yeah, you won, Stugatz. You won.
He just win. Walked out.
Undefeated.
They walked out.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.